because, you know, it's basically that's what they did. There were all the injunctions was issued to the Minister for Justice, the Secretary for Justice, Commissioner of Police, and the airline. And they knew of this order, but they elected to ignore it. And to me, that's purely arrogance.
You've expressed concern for the public of Nauru in your open letter to the president. Have they been also showing and stating their concerns over what's going on in the judiciary at the moment?
There has been sort of verbal talk and discussions between people and also through the local social media. Some have objected to what has taken place, and some have said, well, this is a white man helping another white man, and that's why I've put in this open letter to make it clear that what has taken place is purely applying the rules of law and is available to the people on the island.
Are you accusing the government of being racist or colonial?
No, it's just a perception that if an expatriate does something which doesn't sort of meet the expectation of the local people, they will say, well, you know, is an expatriate assisting or helping an expatriate? And that was a general, there's some perception of that talk on this island, and that's why I sort of addressed that issue also.
As president of Nauru's Law Society, are there further steps that you will be contemplating or that you will take?
No, I think basically what we can only do is express our concern to what has taken place, and that's basically what we can do. But we also have provided copies of these letters to the South Pacific Law Associations, of which comprise of the various law societies of the region, and so that, you know, they know what our position is in regards to what has taken place.
What's happening in the courts today? Cases still being processed?
Most of the criminal cases has been adjourned to sometime in February, 5th of February and 10th of February, which includes some of the charges against the asylum seekers here on the island. And that will sort of affect the timing of the trials that should have taken place some towards the end of March, early April. So that has been adjourned, and there has not been any decision now as to when the trials will take place. So most of the criminals have just been all adjourned.